The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Ben Symes, football correspondent for Off the Ball, has popped into us. Extraordinary light, night last night, Ben. Brazil, who've won more World Cups than anybody else, making it true. But two teams who've appeared between them in half of the World Cup final games, like the actual final, bowed out last night.
Yeah, Shane, Ciara, how are you? This was like an extraordinary night. Germany, who won the World Cup in 2014, now have not won a knockout game ever since then.
Yeah, four times winner, four times finalist, losing finalist.
It's huge. They joined Spain and Italy, who also haven't won a knockout game since winning the World Cups in 2010 and 2006, respectively. Like, if you'll indulge me for a moment.
Indulge you for many moments.
I did call this on the eve of the tournament. My two shocks were Germany and the Netherlands to drop out in either the round of 32 or round of 16. So I kind of probably never felt so vindicated in my life as when I was watching those games last night. But the Germany one was definitely a shock. When they drew Paraguay, it was kind of, look, this is fairly routine. Paraguay will sit back, try and defend. They'll try to hold out for as long as they can. Germany will eventually break down the wall. They'll get through. They'll play France. They might go out to France in the next round, but all will be fine. Whereas, like, Germany has now descended into chaos. The media are all calling for Julian Nagelsmann, the manager's head. Jurgen Klopp, who was there last night in Boston. I don't know if you saw this. He was working for German TV. And they kind of had him up in this gantry where he was overlooking the whole field. And it was kind of a telltale story of he's overlooking the downfall. And he's going to swoop in and take over. Remains to be seen. But that was a huge shock. And then
massive shock. I suppose the Netherlands going out to Morocco, less so. Morocco got to the semi-final last time out. They're a really good side. But the penalty shootout was a disaster, wasn't it, for the Netherlands? And Morocco weren't brilliant either.
No, two classic penalty shootouts. As you said, maybe less of a shock. People know what Morocco are about now. And we saw them in the group stages against Brazil. Morocco themselves said after the game they're quite shocked. The Netherlands switched to a really defensive formation and kind of said to Morocco, come at us, give us what you got. They managed to last until penalties. And I mean, I don't know if you had a chance to look back at some of the penalties, like some
shockers.
Some really, really terrible.
You know, penalties. I love a stat. Here's a stat for you. You may have heard this already, Ben. 8 of the last 10 players subbed on after the 115th minute. So effectively brought on to take a penalty in the World Cup or Euro finals. 8 of 10 of those have been missed.
I always think that, don't you, when you've someone coming on. It was the same in the Germany-Paraguay game. Fabian Babuena came on, didn't kick a football. His first kick is the penalty to win it.
Yeah.
And he misses. It's extraordinary how this kind of keeps happening.
And 8 out of 10. Yeah. That's a terrible
record. Like this is, there's no outliers here. This happens every single time.
Yeah, don't do it. How did Casemiro get voted man of the match last night in the Brazil-Japan? I know he scored a goal, but he was goddamn awful for a good chunk of the game.
Oh, come here, Shane. This is classic Casemiro performance.
And like, classic FIFA.
Well, yeah, there's a bit of that as well. And I wonder, does a goal gloss over everything? But, you know, classic Casemiro from what we've seen from United throughout the season. Like, sometimes throughout the midfield, they just waltz through the midfield, other teams do. And they just pop up at the back stick with a goal and all of a sudden everything is forgotten. I was down broadcasting in the Camden last night where there was quite literally hundreds of Brazilians. And every time he came on the screen, there was big cheers for him. And you're kind of wondering, are you watching this guy in the middle of the game? But he shows up with the goal and then, I mean, it's just pandemonium. And the goal goes in at the end. It's glorious. It's everything you associate with Brazil.
Good finish by Martinelli.
Yeah, it was a good finish. There's a lot of Brazilians in the Camden last night who were maybe given out by Martinelli throughout the game, but
not at the end, they weren't.
He became an icon then at the end all of a sudden. So yeah, it's always brilliant to see Brazil go far in these tournaments.
What can we look forward to tonight? There's a couple of good games.
Yeah, Cote d'Ivoire versus Norway gets underway in about 21 minutes' time. Haaland versus a really exciting Cote d'Ivoire team who have kind of taken this tournament a little by storm. Yann Diamande is one to watch out for if you're watching for the first time.
Much demand.
Yeah, he's been linked to Paris Saint-Germain, Liverpool, amongst others. And then later on this evening, France get their knockout stages underway against Sweden at 10 o'clock. The winner of that will face Paraguay, which of course we could have been set up for a France-Germany shootout, but not to be. And then 2 a.m. if you're going to be around.
I think I won't stay up for that one. But it's a good game.
It's a very good game. It's Mexico versus Ecuador. It's in the Azteca Stadium, the beauty and the glory of Mexico. And then the winner of that will face England versus DR Congo in the next round. Which, sorry, that game will be in the Aztec Stadium.
England have an okay passes, don't they?
Well, look,
as usual,
they've Democratic Republic of Congo. I know what's news is you. The Democratic Republic of Congo tomorrow evening, Wednesday, like that's probably a game they're expecting to win. The one in the round of 16, it'll be either Mexico or Ecuador.
Not easy.
That would be in the Azteca Stadium at altitude. Mexico, who play there often, or Ecuador playing Quito, which is the second highest capital in the world after La Paz in Bolivia. So, look, I know they always get good teams on paper, but if they're going to go out to a relatively poor team on paper, I think that's where we might see it.
Very briefly, just give us your call on the three games, Ivory Coast versus Norway.
I am going to say that Haaland just has too much. Okay. Gets them over the line.
France, Sweden, I presume you're going for France.
I'm going with France here.
And yeah. Mexico, Ecuador. Home advantage?
I did call Ecuador to be the slightly dark slash wild horses at the start of the tournament. They scraped through. I'm going to stick with them. Ecuador cause an upset and they send Mexico packing in their home backyard.
Okay, great stuff. Ben Symes, football correspondent for Off the Ball. Thanks indeed for popping into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.